Governor David Ige says Hawaii State Hospital escapee Randall Saito, acquitted in 1981 by reason of insanity for killing a woman, should not have been allowed to leave the facility.
Clearly, the fact that the escape occurred and it was 10 hours before we identified that someone was missing and then instituted the protocol to inform law enforcement, both within the state and the county, is totally unacceptable.
State hospital workers on duty during the escape have been relieved of their duties and placed on unpaid leave. The hospital also stopped all unescorted patient privileges, both inside and outside of the facility. Department of Health Director Dr. Ginny Pressler says the incident was the result of a breakdown in communication and safety procedures.
Our internal investigation at this time reveals that staff may have inadvertently or purposefully neglected proper notification of supervisors and proper supervision of the patient as required by hospital protocols.
The governor also directed Attorney General Doug Chin to conduct a full investigation of the incident, including the possibility of identifying those who helped Saito.
I suppose one more obvious one would be like accomplice to escape, because if they were doing something to help this along. But I think at this point in time, we're not able to go into detail about whether or not it was people inside or outside the facility.
Chin says Saito will be returned to Hawaii in a few days, and his hospital investigation should be completed as soon as possible. Meanwhile, State Senator Jill Tokuda, who represents the Kaneohe community where the state hospital is located, says lawmakers have appropriated more than $200 million to help the hospital, and residents are tired of waiting.
At this point now, we have seen at least three or four, if not five, administrations tell us, yes, we have a problem, we don't know how to fix it. It is absolutely unacceptable, and people want to see some change out there.
The Hawaii State Hospital has 200 patients and employs 630 staff on 24/7 shifts. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.